in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this terrific Tuesday, July 1st, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be on topic. Greatly appreciate it. Going to stay in Lansing today. I got a couple of stories pulled up for you that I think is pretty interesting. And again, the budget deadline is tonight at midnight. According to statute, according to law, signed into law back in 2019 after Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first budget that she got as a new governor, well, had some problems dealing with the Republican-controlled House and Senate and basically passed a law saying that, hey guys, let's agree to July 1st as a deadline to get schools their budget so that they can go forward with their budget that they need to do for this upcoming school year. So kind of interesting dynamic happening down in Lansing today as we speak. So we'll see where this goes. If I get a news alert during the show, I'll definitely bring it up. If not, we'll talk about it tomorrow, I'm sure. One of the major items that's pretty interesting, a story I've been following, is the Michigan State Police situation. Three more Michigan State Police officials to appear before the House Oversight Committee. Three more state police officials have been given notice of deposition by the House Oversight Committee, according to records obtained by MERS News Service yesterday. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Crum, Inspector Lisa G. Cram, and Senior Executive Assistant Heather Lubes have been served notices to appear and testify before the committee chair, Jay DeBoyer. Crum will testify a week from today, July 8th at 1 o'clock. Lisa G. Cram will testify the next day, July 9th at 1. And Lubes will come in and testify on July 10th at 1 o'clock as well. The depositions were sent out after finding out that 98.48% of the nearly 1,200 respondents of the Michigan State Police Troopers Association, those are rank-and-file union members, voted no confidence in the current leadership of the Michigan State Police. Five other officials have already been questioned by the House Oversight. That story we talked about a couple days ago on June 26. Well, last month, State Representative Mike Mueller testified before the House Oversight Committee about questionable incidences gaining momentum within the department. Mueller chairs the House Appropriations Subcommittee that handles the Michigan State Police budget. Well, the governor, standing behind her director, O'Grady, refusing to even acknowledge the respondents coming back at almost 99%, taking a vote of no confidence against her director. Well, it seems that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is definitely standing behind her man. So we'll see where this goes, see what the problem is. But there is, right now, according to some law enforcement friends I know, there's a mass exodus taking place from the Michigan State Police, many of them going to local police departments and even sheriff's departments. I know I talked to Vicky last night about this. She said that the sheriff here in Antrim County, Kevin Hoke, is hiring and had, I believe she said, already hired 5 new deputies. A couple of them with Michigan State Police experience. So we'll see where this goes and see if maybe perhaps the governor decides to make a change in her top leadership for the Michigan State Police. Another short little story I had pulled up. The United States Supreme Court will take up Enbridge Energy's appeal, which could settle once and for all the jurisdictional question about whether a lawsuit over Line 5 belongs in state or federal courts. Yesterday, the court agreed to consider arguments whether the Canadian-based Enbridge company properly moved Attorney General Dana Nessel's lawsuit seeking to shut down Line 5 to the federal courts. However, the court, who's already ended their term yesterday, isn't expected back until October. Likely will not decide the pipeline's future or the environmental concerns. Ryan Duffy, a spokesperson for Enbridge, said the company is encouraged that the Supreme Court has agreed to review the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that remanded the lawsuit back to the state court. Why would they do that? Well, they believe that because it's a state issue, that they should have a state court rule on the matter. However, there's a little problem. Back in the 1970s, the United States Congress and Canada entered into a treaty regarding the sharing of energy, natural resources back and forth between the two countries. Well, the Supreme Court review does not affect Enbridge's separate federal court lawsuit against Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Department of Natural Resources Director Scott Bowen, which raises issues that are very similar to those in the Attorney General's case. Nessel and Whitmer filed separate lawsuits seeking to shutter Line 5 operation in the Straits of Mackinac. Enbridge filed its own lawsuit in federal court. This goes all the way back, folks, November 13th of 2020. Stop and think about that. Basically, 5 years ago, this November. Now, had they not taken this to court back then, the tunnel project would be basically done. Those pipelines laying on the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac could have been abandoned and removed. But they tied it up in court, still delaying the construction, which I believe is going to go through eventually. Well, one move that did take place, Governor Gretchen Whitmer did dismiss her case in favor of the Attorney General's case. At that point in 2021, 4 years ago, Enbridge moved the Attorney General's case to federal court. And the two sides have been fighting jurisdictional prudence ever since. Well, finally, this past month, June, the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals held that Enbridge had missed a 30-day deadline for removal, and the court denied Enbridge's petition for a hearing before the full court. Ingham County Circuit Court Judge James Jamo heard arguments in January based on the merits of Nessel's lawsuit. Both sides seeking an opinion in their favor. Well, that went down January 27th of this year. Well, at this point, court records show that JMO has yet to rule on the request. Well, now that it has been agreed to be heard by the United States Supreme Court, this local Ingham County Circuit Court judge, his involvement could end. And here is the real kicker of this whole thing. Enbridge signed an agreement back during Rick Snyder's administration in 2018, 7 years ago, agreeing to build a tunnel beneath the straits to house a new segment of Line 5. But the project has been held up by permitting and litigation delays ever since. Well, most recently, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers recently released a long-awaited draft study on the project, noting that the project would have direct detrimental effects on surface transportation, as well as a loss of trees, wetlands, and other habitats. But the probable detrimental effect would lessen or be alleviated after the construction phase. That report came out on May 30th. Sean McBreedy, coordinator of Oil and Water Don't Mix, said the court's decision underscores a critical fact. The decision on the proposed Line 5 tunnel remains squarely in the hands of state authorities, who are currently reviewing crucial permits that will determine the project's future. No, I'm sorry, I disagree with that statement. You might think that the jurisdiction lands squarely in the hands of state authorities. However, you got a federal treaty that you're dealing with. While Enbridge takes its challenge of Attorney General Nestle's federal shutdown lawsuit to the Supreme Court, the Canadian corporation continues to profit financially for every delay in the legal process, said McBreedy. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gunsmith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Before the break, I said hour number one. Man, this show is going by quick. One other short story I want to get into here in this segment. I'm going to start it, see if we can get it through. Hopefully we can. If not, we'll hold it over. One of the things that Lansing is struggling with, and why, I'm not really sure, but evidently, Reuters Institute Digital News Report of 2025 placed artificial intelligence news distribution in the report for the very first time, along with podcasts, newspapers, television, news delivery systems, as they continue to fall, publishers and outlets still regaining their footing from social media and a second wave as to how they're going to handle these type of marketing efforts. Louis Picardo, digital marketing and public relations director at Digital Cuticles, a Canadian-based digital marketing company, said the most disruptive part of AI is not what most people think of first. The most disruptive force isn't whether or not AI is writing news. It's the fact that AI is killing the clicks. The entire economic model of digital publishing was built on driving traffic to a website in order to generate ad revenue. AI-powered searches completely short-circuit this model by providing direct answers and summaries. So users never even need to visit the main home page of the publisher. He went on to say, finance and real estate sites are already seeing a shift, but the digital news report pointed to a large hill that news publications are going to have to climb. We're shifting from sort of a destination-based news system compared to going to a website, going to a newspaper's website, or conversational-based news. Now many people are simply asking their phones or Alexa and receiving information that's being generated largely by artificial intelligence. Western Michigan University Communications Social Robotic Lab co-director Chad Edwards said, the conversational system of news was something that was already hardwired into the human psyche. Because people talk to their friends, family, colleagues in person as well as social media platforms. When people hear a news story or an opinion, they share it and talk to other people about it. But now they can talk to their computer. We couldn't do that on Google searches or by reading social media news or going to a website that dealt with news. We don't have that interaction. Now we simply ask questions and get immediate responses. One of the other things that are coming into play, the interactions causing a major shift when it concerns newsrooms across the country. Because social media platforms themselves are basically seeing a reduction in clicks, reduction in visits. If you consider things like Google and Meta, which is Facebook, based on the fact that they're developing generational AI models themselves, many platforms are seeing decreases in their activities because of this interactiveness of the AI content. Edwards said commercial-based models of news is going to have to think up of new ways to get their information out if they're ever going to recover from the economic hits that they've experienced competing with social media platforms. Additionally, technology giants like Google are shifting the way people get their information. Well, this doesn't affect our show because everything we do, everything we cover, is based on real news generated from news sources. I'll take a particular story and look at it from two or three different sources, confirm it, compare the stories the way they talk about them, and then choose which one I'm going to talk about on the show. This is not AI-generated content in any way, shape, or form. So you always get the straight scoop and realize that I'm not reading or talking about discussing AI-generated stories. These are actual news reports put together by actual reporters that I filter into the process. And whichever one does the best job, in my opinion, is the one that you guys hear. So just get that out there. Somebody questioned me about AI producing some of our stories. That is not happening on this show. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole.